From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The superintendent of Broward County Schools is joining teachers' unions in opposing Governor Ron DeSantis's bonus proposal. Robert Runcie released a statement yesterday responding to the Republican governor's budget plan for next year. Runcie argued the $300 million DeSantis is recommending to fund performance-based bonuses for teachers and principals should be used to raise salaries instead. Runcie says a permanent pay increase would provide greater financial stability for teachers and also count toward their retirement at the end of their careers. He also argued the state should provide more money for school safety initiatives. Well, the Jupiter Inlet Lighthouse reopened yesterday after about a month of repairs. As WLRN's Madeline Fox tells us, the old site has had more than cosmetic changes recently.
It's a beautiful day to be riding around the Jupiter Inlet Lighthouse grounds on a golf cart with Jamie Stuve. She's president of the Loxahatchee River Historical Society. It manages the lighthouse and its museum.
That makes me so happy. It's been closed for a month, so, you know, that's a big thing for us. To close for more than a day is, you know, something we try to avoid.
Visitors haven't been able to climb to the top of the light since late October. It's been going through maintenance and repainting. That's why Stuve's so happy to see elementary schoolers going up its big red tower.
Look at them all in their little red shirts. They love it.
It's been a big month for the lighthouse. On Veterans Day, the U.S. Coast Guard formally marked the transfer of the lighthouse area to the Bureau of Land Management. It's a non-military government agency that oversees federal lands across the country.
No matter what goes on with buildings here, as long as there is a government, this community has this in the heart of it that cannot be used in any other way.
It's the end of an era for the lighthouse's military history. The Coast Guard has been there since 1939. Other branches of the military have also used the lighthouse and its surrounding area over the decades. I'm Madeline Fox in Jupiter.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.